Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation that nonetheless faces some great challenges in trying to come together. Look, if you can't even embrace the national anthem as a song involving American unity, if that can't even be a unifying symbol, instead it ends up being a deeply, deeply divisive symbol, then you got a problem. And yes, we have some problems to address. We also have a problem when people in the Democratic Party who are running one of our more successful states get a huge increase in revenue because of the state's economy, more and more money pouring in. And yet that can't stop the Democratic appetite for more and more new taxes. We'll be speaking with the great people from the Washington Policy Center about what to do about that problem, the problem of an appetite for taxes and new taxes, even when revenue is going up. And then we'll also be talking a little bit about an ongoing war for the soul of the Republican Party when a family sees a family member as joining the army of the devil because he has criticized a political figure named Donald Trump. We will get to that as well on a extremely busy day on the Michael Medved Show. First up, the issue of Mark Cuban and the Dallas Mavericks and the national anthem. The Washington Post, in a piece by Mike Wise, reports that in November, Mark Cuban, who you know from Shark Tank, he is a billionaire. He's always controversial, always outspoken, but he was quiet when he initially told some of his employees to stop playing the national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, before Dallas Mavericks basketball games. That's Dallas Mavericks, one of the many, many things that Mark Cuban owns. It took more than a month, apparently, for anybody to notice. More than 10 Maverick home games had already passed when publication called The Athletic broke the news that the music had stopped. Still, it hit a nerve. Depending on whether you're on the blue or red team today, Cuban was transformed overnight into either a beacon of tolerance or a leftist lib flake who reviles the republic for which it stands. And, well, for instance, Dan Patrick, the lieutenant governor of Texas, very outspoken conservative, said this in Twitter, to Mark Cuban: "Your decision to cancel our national anthem at Dallas Mavs games is a slap in the face to every American and an embarrassment to Texas. Sell the franchise, and some Texas patriots will buy it. We are the land of the free and the home of the brave." Here was the way that Mark Cuban addressed this entire conflict on a ESPN, The Jump. Listen.
First, we're always talking to our community, talking to me. I mean, that's something SNCC stands for and is very insistent upon and has become a core part of who we are at the Dallas Mavericks. And in listening to the community, there were quite a few people that voiced their concerns, or really their fears, that the national anthem and did not fully represent them, that their voices were not being heard. And so we've had a lot of conversations about whether or not we should play the anthem. And so during the first preseason game, we decided to not play it and just see what the response was knowing that we were going to have ongoing conversations about it. We didn't make any decision to never play the national anthem. That wasn't the case at all. We didn't cancel the national anthem. We still had our flag flying proud and up on the wall at the American Airlines Center, and everybody had the opportunity to address it and you know, pray to it or salute to it or however, whatever their feelings are. And we, you know, as the games went by, you know, honestly, we kept on talking about what we were going to do at some point, but obviously it came to the head when it was reported that at one of our games that we hadn't played it. But, you know, the bottom line is we had always discussed the fact that we probably would end up playing it at some point, probably when fans came back, but there was never any final decision that had made that we would not play the anthem.
Okay. So this is still a jump ball? Is that what we are being told? Cuban actually goes further to talk about a resolution of this thing. Listen.
But we have no problem playing the national anthem at all. National anthem. I stand for the national anthem. My hand is always over my heart. We've supported the National Flag Foundation and done work with them. You know, that isn't the issue at all. The real issue is how do you express the voices of those who feel the anthem doesn't represent them or causes them consternation?
Okay. The irony about all of this is it's not the national anthem that is causing consternation. This entire thing began, you may remember, it was part of the BLM enthusiasm when that was first started, that people were, and Colin Kaepernick was not kneeling in protest to the national anthem. He was kneeling in protest to police brutality. If they had decided to play America the Beautiful instead of Star Spangled Banner, now America Beautiful was not written by a slave owner. Francis Scott Key, who was from Maryland, which was a slave state, did at several points in his life own slaves. And by the way, all the articles today, people don't talk about owning slaves because that goes along with this horrible idea that one human being can own another. But so they say that, for instance, in the Washington Post, the piece that I was citing before, they talk about how unacceptable the anthem is, because they say a song penned by a man who enslaved people. Okay, that's misleading when you say he enslaved people. He didn't. Most of the people who were, quote, slave owners hadn't enslaved those people. They had supported the institution of slavery, which is evil. There's no justification for it. But it's very, very important that the language not say that Francis Scott Key, it makes him sound like he went around looking for people to grab and to capture and to turn into slaves. The people who did that were in Africa. And yes, they did. And by the way, there have been a number of people in Nigeria and in Sierra Leone and other places, families, that said, yes, our black families were very much involved in actually enslaving people. But the whole idea that it's the national anthem itself that is offensive, people always point to the last stanza or a later stanza, I guess the third stanza of the national anthem that has the word slave in it. It says, no refuge could save the hiring and slave from the terror of flight or the gloom of the grave. This is not expressing contempt for slaves as a class. It is expressing contempt. And again, this has been argued about by historians many, many times. Because if you actually look at it, it says, and where is that band who so vauntingly swore that the havoc of war and the battle's confusion, a home and a country should leave us no more? Meaning the British and their supporters in America. Their blood has washed out their foul footsteps' pollution. No refuge could save the hireling and slave. They're insulting the pro-British forces in Maryland. And most people who look at this do not say that this was meant to express disrespect. So is it about the song and its lyrics and its origins? Or is there a deeper issue here? And we'll get to the other case of a school suspended athletes over the anthem. Coming up.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free, so I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain. The whole world to gain. MichaelMedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor. Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks, a sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, this all the legacy of Colin Kaepernick, is it? And where's Colin right now? I guess he's raking in the bucks as a Nike spokesman. But, Jeremy, unless I missed something, Colin hasn't signed some multi-million dollar contract to quarterback a major football team, has he? And not even a Canadian football team, no. Okay. The entire issue is so appalling and so unnecessary. And why is it going on right now? In other words, here's another story that brings up why there really must be another answer to this. I mean, Mark Cuban says that there are people who are offended by the Star Spangled Banner. Would they be less offended by another song? I mean, God Bless America would be offensive to people who don't believe in God or don't want to be religious or are suggesting that America is uniquely blessed. Is there some other song that people... And, of course, what they're saying in the Washington Post and the commentary by Mike Wise says there's a silent majority out there tired of the hate being spewed in the name of patriotism. They see the hypocrisy, how the same far-right patriots who decry not playing an anthem at a game also remain silent when the metal pole from the Stars and Stripes is used to beat and bloody a police officer on the steps of the U.S. Capitol. Have people really remained silent on the horrors of January 6th? I don't think so. Not enough of us listen when millions of people say the anthem doesn't represent them. Okay, so what would represent everybody in America? And given the fact that I don't even know where we stand now in terms of professional leagues, in terms of kneeling, I know it's extremely common for people to kneel and to either kneel at some point or during the anthem or after the anthem or to stay in the locker room during the anthem. You can understand why someone like Cuban, who is trying to keep his players happy, is trying to keep his fan base happy, obviously the income depends on it, would take the position that he would. You can also understand the torment of a president of a little Christian college. It's a Baptist college, and as a matter of fact, and it's a small school, apparently a very nice school, very well thought of school. It's called Bluefield College. It's in Southwest Virginia in the Blue Ridge Mountains. And the story from Washington Post says that the basketball team in a small Southwest Virginia college wanted to make a statement against racial injustice in the United States. But when players at Bluefield College opted to kneel during pregame renditions of the national anthem, and the display attracted attention from local and social media, the school president punished the team amid a postseason push. A forward for the team, whose name is Stanley Christian, said, "It's bigger than us, and we don't want to have the season taken away from us. We feel like we're in a great position to bring this school a title. So we'll stay in the locker room during the national anthem. They don't want any more backlash, and we would definitely take a knee during the anthem." Christian had been considering some form of peaceful protest dating back to last season, but last month's Capitol insurrection spurred him and his teammates to act. Their protest attracted local and social media attention, leading David Olive, the college's president, to suspend the team. Bluefield College football player Jules Gray told ESPN that he is close with the members of the basketball team. He said that the president of the college told players, "We can kneel and they'd support and be behind us 100%. He said that before the season. So players started kneeling late last month. One video shows them kneeling with their heads bowed while wearing black shirts that read Unity on the back. This display was featured during a local news broadcast on January 30th. The president, Olive, said in a statement that he met with Bluefield athletic director and the basketball coach 2 days later, saying, quote, "Kneeling during the anthem would not be allowed going forward," and telling the athletic director to communicate this prohibition to all the head coaches so that similar incidents would not occur with other teams. The basis for my decision stemmed from my own awareness of how kneeling is perceived by some in our country, and I did not think a number of our alumni, friends, and donors of the college would view the act of kneeling during the anthem in a positive way. Here's a question. If for people who really believe that kneeling is necessary, is there any song that they could substitute for the Star Spangled Banner that would get you not to kneel? The difficulty here, and it's an obvious difficulty, is that one of the very few things that really can unite people is sports. I mean, people in all different walks of life really cared in my town about the Seahawks and really wanted the Seahawks, with their outstanding people of various ethnicities. And, of course, the team is disproportionately predominantly black, like most football and basketball teams. But the idea that this can actually unify people rooting for the Seahawks, why is it impossible if you can do that and you can root for people beyond color, that you can't take a moment to just respect America? Now, look, if they substituted the Star Spangled Banner, because why? What? Okay, let's say you did America the Beautiful, or My Country 'Tis of Thee, or God Bless America, or anything else. Would that stop people from the need to kneel? And where are we on this right now? They're not kneeling in the NFL as much, are they? Jeremy, they're not. And, they stay in the locker room. But for goodness sake, do we have to politicize everything? Does that really help? The players ignored President Olive's edict, this is in Bluefield College, and knelt again before a February 2nd game against Truett McConnell. They remained in the locker room during the anthem before the next two games, February 4th and 6th. Between those contests, Olive met with players to reiterate his stance and argued that the players' message was not being heard. Okay, what is the message exactly? And isn't there a better way to bring our country together than this? I know they're wearing T-shirts. It sounds very nice to say unity on them. Nothing wrong with that. But do we have to politicize every patriotic display? We'll be talking about the patriotic display. Is it patriotic to raise taxes even when revenue's already going up? Coming up on the MedVed Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
You finally hit the bottom. You're sick. You need help.
Michael Medved.
Only a sick mind would do that.
Okay, work with my sick mind.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
You're out of your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Severe winter weather is creating havoc from coast to coast. The South has been brought to a standstill by rare winter weather and a deadly tornado struck in North Carolina overnight. Brunswick County Emergency Center Director Ed Conroe saying,
"Unfortunately, we had 10 injuries that we could report this time, and we had at 3 confirmed fatalities.
Record cold air is blanketing the central United States. The National Weather Service saying Lincoln, Nebraska reported a low temperature of minus 31 this morning. President Biden hits the road on Tuesday to push for his $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan during a town hall in Milwaukee. The town hall will air on CNN at 9 o'clock Eastern Time. It will be a socially distanced event with the president taking questions from a small invitation-only audience of Democrats, Republicans, and independents. USA Radio News.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
And on the Michael Medved Show, sometimes you hear from people on the left that the most noble thing that government can do is to raise taxes. Why? Because it provides all sorts of needs. It will provide more vaccinations. It will provide more housing for the homeless. It will help in every way possible. But what is it about the left that leads people to crave higher taxes, even when the revenue to the state, the money coming into the state, is already going up? And that's a question that is posed by the great people at the Washington Policy Center, proud sponsor of this show. You can find out about everything that they're doing, which is crucial to you and your future if you live in Washington State. Go to the big green banner at the very top of our homepage for the WPC. It's at michaelmedved.com. I now welcome proudly, the Vice President for Research at Washington Policy Center, Paul Guppy. So, Paul, I was stunned to read that despite COVID, despite the financial hard times, despite the challenges, the money pouring into the state government in Olympia, it hasn't gone down, has it?
Yeah, it's really remarkable. I mean, we follow the revenue estimates for the state, which come out quarterly. So, you know, we have our wonky budget staff, just like think tanks in every state, which follow the details of what revenue and budget is coming in. And we had assumed back last year that the public budget would really take a hit. And the opposite happened. Washington State, and this is typical of other states too, has record revenue coming in. So we not only have the largest state budget in the history of our state at $54 billion, but we also have a 7% increase in revenue as well, despite what's happening with COVID and our economy.
And by the way, and kind of mostly closed schools, right? They don't actually save any money on keeping schools closed, do they?
That's right. Public school budgets are at full capacity. They have been making payroll for faculty and for staff all the way through the COVID exercise, and that is the case today. Our schools are at best only partially opened. Many of them are still closed. While at the same time, private schools have been opened for months. So one thing we have been pushing for is that in a safe way, public education in Washington State and a lot of other states could open up and operate. And the reason we know that from a policy point of view is that there's a parallel system of private education that has been doing exactly that safely for the last 6 months.
Okay, so how do you explain the fact that we have record revenue coming in to Olympia, coming into the state government, and they still want to raise taxes and to institute a hateful, disastrous state income tax? What's the deal?
Yeah, so this is really obviously more about power.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, here
okay.
You
so this is more about power. So on the one hand, you have the hardworking people of our state, and again, this is true in states across the country, are continuing to work, continuing to pay taxes into the state treasury, and so revenue is increasing, as I said, by 7%. At the same time, our state has one-party control with Democrats, and it looks clear that they are taking the opportunity to put in what you might call an infrastructure of greed. They are trying to put in policies, a new income tax, several other taxes, so they can collect revenue into the future. So they're taking advantage of their power position today to put in new taxes which will pay off in the years ahead.
Well, isn't a lot of this new taxes supposed to be, and this was an interesting point, it was in the paper today in the Seattle Times, it's a lot of the new spending that people on the left want to do is to deal with the homeless crisis, and everybody who comes anywhere near Seattle sees what a disaster that is. But the point being made, this money is just providing services. It's not providing any housing or any alternative to the people who are living out there in tents so happily all over.
That's correct. So that's another effect that we've noticed with the way public budgets are managed, which is what we call reverse budgeting. And that is existing revenue, which is the highest ever and which is growing, is used for low priority services. And then essential things like helping the homeless or housing are left underfunded so that when the Democrats propose a new tax, they can say that it's for these essential social services. Seattle's a case in point, as you know, Michael, because you know this area, that Seattle had a plan in 2005 to end homelessness in 10 years. That obviously didn't work because the problem is worse today than ever. So it's not about solving these problems, actually. It's about keeping them in the before the public as justification for having new taxes. Because if it just came to funding services, they have plenty of money, and yet they're constantly looking for ways to increase the financial burden that they place on people.
What's happening with that billionaire's tax that they were talking about statewide, where it would be actually a wealth tax? They would go after accumulated wealth. I think it was going to fall on like 14 people who were wealthy enough in the state of Washington. How's that going?
Well, so that particular proposal is not moving forward, but there's a substitute, and that is that Seattle passed what they call a high earner's tax, and this is a jobs tax on people that earn above a certain level of compensation. So Seattle did that, and then now the Democrats in the legislature are trying to expand that to the entire state. So, again, that would be a kind of high wealth income tax. But separately, and we just learned over the weekend, that a committee in the state Senate is moving forward with the capital gains income tax, again, on investment, on retirement funds. And that looks like it's actually going to happen because the committee is meeting this afternoon to pass that in the state Senate. And what that will do is lose Washington State our no income tax status. So we will then flip over to be one of the states that has a state income tax in addition to the federal tax.
You know, I was talking to the audience before about the states that have lost the most population in the last 5 years. And those states are, in order, New York, Illinois, and California. What do those states have in common that we should avoid?
They all have one-party systems run by Democrats. And you can quickly add Washington State to the list, unfortunately. We wrote a brief piece about U-Haul Company. Every year they put out a report about one-way moves and who is moving from one state to another. And Washington State dropped from the fifth most desirable state to move to down all the way down to 35th least desirable. Of course, who's at the bottom is California, is number 50. So the point is that you can just see people, you know, natural demographic movements through the year as people look for a new residence. They leave states that have this one-party, high-tax dominance. And, again, Washington State is falling into that group. And they move to places that are easier on the pocketbook, friendlier for jobs and businesses, and are just more liberated. I mean, it's not just financial. It's the general culture that feels constantly oppressive and constantly, your life is ringed around with an ever-growing set of rules, and eventually people just want to move away from that.
It's so important, the work that you're doing. Folks, please find out about the latest on Washington State, because there are great people like the Washington Policy Center who are fighting to make this state more competitive in a positive way. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Go to the big green banner at the top of our homepage at Washington Policy Center. Deserve your support and your attention. Not so much is that true for an elementary school, public school, that is training kids to be loyal communists. We'll get to it coming up on the MedVed Show.
Entertain your brain.
It's awesome.
Every day on the Michael Medved Show.
Did Charles Darwin's work impact society for better or worse? Go to discovery.org/medved and get the free digital book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Learn how Darwin actually impacted faith, morality, medicine, criminal justice, and much more. Ideas have consequences. For a limited time, get your free copy of Darwin's Three Big Ideas at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved.
Right now is a great time to become a medhead at michaelmedved.com. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, added discounts at the MedVed History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40.
Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Medved Show, there is so much hunger on the part of the American public for schools to reopen, for education to resume, that I guess you can forgive almost anything. But there's a new report from Chris Rufo, who is a great writer, a great reporter, about an elementary school in Center City, apparently Philadelphia, that I think makes you question about whether the school should have been opened up at all. A Philadelphia elementary school, he writes, and Chris is a fellow at Discovery Institute. He writes, a Philadelphia elementary school recently forced fifth graders to celebrate, in quotes, black communism, unquote, and to simulate a black power rally in honor of 1960s heroine Angela Davis. Now, Angela Davis, by the way, was a lifelong, still is, a lifelong communist. She was the American Communist Party nominee for vice president. So, again, calling her a communist is not a way of running her down. It's a way of acknowledging her. It's like calling me a Republican. According to whistleblower documents, and a source within the school, a fifth grade teacher at the inner city William D. Kelly School designed a social studies curriculum to celebrate the political radical Angela Davis, praising the black communist for her fight against injustice and equality. That's all in quotes. As part of the lesson, the teacher asked students to describe Davis's early life, reflect on her vision of societal change, and define communist, presumably in favorable terms. Now, she learned her communism as a student of Herbert Marcuse at University of California, Santa Cruz, but that's another story. Friday, at the conclusion of the week-long unit, the teacher led the 10 and 11-year-old fifth graders into the school auditorium to simulate a black power rally to free Angela Davis from prison, where she had once been held while awaiting trial on charges of conspiracy, kidnapping, and murder. What had happened is she was having an affair with an accused murderer who had been imprisoned, And then she helped him to, allegedly, to get weapons and to make a prison break in which a prison guard was murdered. And so she wasn't facing charges of conspiracy, kidnapping, and murder based on her political ideas. It was based on her actions. Students, of course, weren't told that. The students marched on the stage holding signs that read, "Black Power, Jail Trump." Okay, you can blame Trump for a lot of things, but not this particular case that happened in the late 60s, early 70s. "Free Angela" and "Black Power Matters." They chanted about Africa and ancestral power, then shouted, "Free Angela, Free Angela," as they stood at the front of the stage. Now, Angela was not only freed, she was given a faculty position at UCLA, which is kind of a plum faculty position for somebody whose academic contributions have been negligible. The William D. Kelley School has long been one of the most troubled in this Philadelphia school district. The student population is 94% black and 100% economically disadvantaged. Academically, it is one of the worst performing schools in all of Pennsylvania. By sixth grade, what percent of students are proficient in math? 3%. 9% of students by sixth grade can read. By graduation, only 13% of Kelley students will have achieved basic literacy. That means being able to read a bus schedule. I mean, this is appalling. Despite the abysmal academic performance, writes Rufo, teachers and administrators at William Kelley have gradually abandoned traditional pedagogy in favor of political radicalism. Even the school's newest public artworks illustrate the politicization. Administrators recently commissioned a mural of Angela Davis and Huey P. Newton, who represent the communist and Black Panther revolutionary movements of the 1960s. Both figures stood for trial for various crimes, including the murder of a police officer. Unfortunately, the programs at William Kelley are no aberration. In recent years, the entire Philadelphia public school system has embraced the philosophy of anti-racism, in quotes. Last summer, the superintendent released an anti-racism declaration promising to, quote, dismantle systems of racial inequity, and circulated a memo commending the racially segregated training programs for white and black educators. The local teachers union produced a video denouncing the United States as, quote, a settler colony built on white supremacy and capitalism, which has treated the system, that has created a system that lifts up white people over everyone else. The solution, according to the teachers' union, is to overthrow the racist structure of capitalism, provide reparations for black and indigenous people, and uproot white supremacy and plant the seeds for a new world. Okay, you're entitled to your opinions, but this is taxpayer-supported. This is a public school. Can you imagine? In practical terms, it's unclear how these anti-racist programs will translate into academic outcomes. The vast majority of the 10 and 11-year-olds marching for the utopia of black communism can barely read or write. Rather than come to terms with the pedagogical failure of Philadelphia public schools, however, educators have shifted the blame to, quote, systemic racism and promises of revolution. The students at schools such as William Kelley could leave virtually bereft of basic literacy is a tragedy for them and a shame for the teachers and adults promising to plant the seeds for a new world. And then he concludes, their students are joining the ranks of the more than half of all adult Philadelphians who are functionally illiterate. Okay, there was a book, famous book, came out 100 years ago, more than, called The Shame of Our Cities. If that is true, and you can look it up, I mean, there have been studies on this, that half of Philadelphians are functionally illiterate, meaning you can't read a newspaper, you can't read a website. I guess you can play video games. I don't know what you can do. But you're talking about such a grave crisis for the country. The school district of Philadelphia has 18,000 employees and a $3.4 billion annual budget and fails year after year to teach the basics of reading, writing, and arithmetic. As it turns out, education is hard, writes Christopher Ruffo. Political fantasy is a useful diversion. This is one of those issues where when Joe Biden is talking about $1.9 trillion, it's not money. It's a different view of education, making parents more engaged, more responsive. Think about what it would mean to be a parent in a school like that. And again, it's not just the emphasis on teaching them that communism, which is one of the greatest evils in the history of humanity, that claimed more than 100 million slaughtered victims, most of them in China and Russia, but in every country where communism has been employed, where rights have been taken away, people have been deliberately starved to death, in Ukraine, in China, in the Cultural Revolution. I mean, all of this is within our lifetimes of people who are a little bit older, but it continues to go on. Still have a communist dictatorship in Cuba. They has one in Venezuela that has been teetering, but is still continuing. This needs to be addressed. And the idea that in one of America's largest cities, certainly one of the cities with a strong educational institution, Benjamin Franklin had a role in that. Benjamin Franklin himself founded the University of Pennsylvania. Honest to goodness, it is the shame of our cities. And meanwhile, where is the Republican Party on this? Where's the Republican Party generally? And why is it we are trying to chase people out of the party? Is that a good policy and a good idea? We will debate it. We will talk about it. We will illuminate it for the sake of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.